The preparations are underway for a Boston Bruins Stanley Cup victory parade on Saturday. The Bruins will board duck boats starting at 11 a.m. at the TD Garden and from there make their way to Copley Square. The Bruins and the Cup are now back in Boston after taking a red eye from Vancouver last night. That's following the team's 4-0 win in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has been following the series for us and joins me now. Hi, Kurt.
Hi.
Kurt, let's start with what everybody who's excited about the Bruins wants to know. What are the details on the victory parade?
Well, like you said, 11 a.m. on Saturday is where it starts at the Garden. There are going to be players on about 12 of the 20 duck boats, it sounds like. They're going to make their way to Copley Square, although the route has yet to be determined. And, you know, there had been rumors that the parade was going to be tomorrow, on Friday, just like there had been rumors that there was going to be a viewing party at TD Garden for Game 7. Mayor Menino says that they picked Saturday just to accommodate all of the players since the parade is in their honor.
One point to me is we have a good event to honor the Bruins. It's not about meeting the players. It's about having an event that honor the great work that was done.
So that's Saturday. Now, there were plenty of fans who didn't wait for the official parade to head over to the Garden, and I know you caught up with some of those fans this morning.
Yeah, speaking of red eyes, there were tons of people there who basically watched the bus arrive from the airport. The team got off. Zdeno Chara, the captain, carried the Stanley Cup off. He is 6'9". He sort of lifted it way up. It was just a beautiful sight. There were about 500 people there who just were loving to get their first glimpse of the trophy before the actual parade. After everybody cleared out, there was still a Stanley Cup trophy there. There's this guy there named Tom Collins from Quincy, and he had made his own replica trophy of the Stanley Cup from a colander, cardboard, and tinfoil, and he was still there just clutching it, sort of coming to terms with everything that had happened.
It's sort of surreal. I was actually watching the news this morning, and I started crying. It sort of sunk in, you know what I mean? We're the Stanley Cup champions. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing.
And I think a lot of folks are in his shoes just feeling what an amazing thing this is, that the Bruins have won after so many years.
And, Kurt, you were out last night. In fact, early this morning, this was a late night for you last night. And, you know, thankfully there were no riots like there were among the Vancouver fans, all those incredible, that incredible video of cars being burned and turned over. But there were some arrests in Boston.
Sure. Five people arraigned today, three of them for vandalizing cars in the North End. The fourth faces charges for shoving a police officer. And the fifth is accused of disorderly conduct and inciting a riot. All that makes it sound like it was maybe worse than it was. I mean, I was out there and saw nothing like this. The worst I saw was somebody banging a mailbox to the chant of USA.
Pretty innocent.
Yeah.
Kurt, thanks very much.
You got it.
That's WBUR's Kurt Nickisch.